This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Royals looking to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Yankees. Jordan Montgomery on the hill, getting help from his defense early, facing Alcides Escobar.
Headley dives. He comes up with it. And then throws low, and Carter helps him out on the other end.
Man, I tell you what, Headley, he's robbed Escobar. Going back to the K a couple of times, that's very nice work right there.
Royals looking for a couple of those runs to get back in this thing.
Get out of here.
Gone, Lorenzo Cain. So the Royals, who have been flying out to the wall all night, finally get one over the wall. And it's just the second hit allowed by Montgomery all night. And for Lorenzo Cain, that's his second home run. It is 2-1.
Swing and an opposite field fly ball. Hit well to right field. That ball is gone! A two-run homer for Jorge Bonifacio. And the Royals come to life, scoring three times here in the seventh inning to take the lead 3-2.
The pitch. Merrifield swings, goes to the opposite field and deep. Back goes Judge, and that ball's gone! Whit Merrifield has gone deep, number five this year, and the Royals are in front 4-2.
That is hit high and deep to right field. Will it straighten out? It will, and it's gone into the second deck.
A home run by Mike Moustakas.
The Royals have hit four home runs in the last two innings, and their lead suddenly is 6-2. In the eighth inning.
The Royals snap a two-game skid, winning at 6-2. Danny Duffy the victory, going seven strong innings, allowing two runs, striking out seven. Jordan Montgomery gets a no decision, but pitched well, allowing one run in 6 2/3 frames. Whit Merrifield finishes with two hits, an RBI, and a run scored. The Royals come from behind to beat the Yankees. Manager Ned Yost spoke after the game.
Yeah, Danny threw the ball great. I mean, there was a couple pitches he wished he got back. You know, Hicks with a kind of a fastball up out over, and I think it was a breaking ball to Carter that kind of caught the middle of the plate a little bit. Besides that, you know, all the scoring came off of homers today, but Danny just pitched seven strong innings, gave us a, you know, put us in a great opportunity to battle back and win the game.
And that fifth inning was kind of key, bases loaded. It could have got a little bit out of hand there if he doesn't get.
Yeah, he made good pitches. He made good pitches there to get through it, and it really. You know, the one infield hit to load the bases was a great pitch, and just we couldn't make a play on it.
Obviously, a lot of home runs. Early in the game, you guys hit a bunch of balls deep that looked like they might
be. We hit some balls deep, but, you know, Montgomery was really, really good. He, he just kind of stymied us all night, kept us off balance. You know, good fastball with good downhill action on a really good curveball. You know, mixed in some good changes, and we just couldn't do much with him, but. You know, we got there in the seventh inning. Cain led off the scoring with a homer, and then Bonnie with a huge two-run homer the opposite way, which, you know, gave us the lead. Witt going oppo, and then Moose with a, you know, a deep drive to right. So it was nice to, you know, you don't have to manufacture runs when you can put some swings like that on the board and get some runs.
But three in the eighth, though, that had to be a really relief, too.
Yeah, it was huge at that point. But we felt like we were in pretty good shape. You know, we had our bullpen that's had, for the most part, everybody's had one day off after the doubleheader. And, so we felt pretty confident we could get through it at that point, but still, you never know.
What do you make of Bonnie right now? I mean, he just looks so comfortable.
He's swinging the bat well. Simple, you know, he's covering all pitches. He's covering sliders. He's covering pitches away. He's hitting the ball to all fields. Just swinging the bat well.
He's obviously hot right now, but have you been impressed just with the consistency of his at-bats the entire time he's been up?
Well, I've been impressed with his at-bats as far as, you know, two springs ago, you know, watching him in spring training. And then again this spring, you could tell that he was getting really close and ready to, you know, come to the big leagues and perform. So, I don't know if I've been impressed because I've, you know, I was impressed with him early. kind of figured he'd come up and do a solid job for us.
Danny Duffy with a strong performance, going seven innings, allowing just two runs. He talked about it afterwards.
It was nice to get out of it. I mean, I made some really good pitches in that inning that, you know, were just seeing high ground balls. So, you know, I was confident, you know, in every way that I would get out of it, just keep pitching. It's the name of the game. When things aren't going your way, you just got to keep riding. So it felt good to get out of that.
Yeah, feel like as good as you pitched last week against them? Did you feel as good as you pitched last week against them?
Oh, yeah. I felt like my heater was better today than it has been all season. Missed a couple spots, but, you know, I threw the Hicks home run was right where I wanted the pitch to be. He just went out and got it, and, you know, it is what it is. So, but the Carter home run, I probably should have gone with another heater. But
slider.
You know, yeah, I didn't throw him a heater that whole at-bat. I was thumbing the whole at-bat. So, you know, but you always have pitches that you want back.
How nice is it to beat him twice in a week? That's a tough lineup.
Yeah, it's a tough lineup over there. But my team did a great job of, you know, giving us a pretty comfortable lead. So, you know, we do a great job of continuing to battle. You know, their guy Montgomery was throwing the heck out of the ball today. He had a great game, and, you know, he's out there and he's beyond his years. And it's fun to watch him compete. It's fun to compete against him, and it's fun to watch him pitch. So, hats off to him. He threw a heck of a game, and you know, we were just able to come out on top.
How nice was it to see all those late home runs after you had all those early fly balls against Montgomery, some to the warning track?
Yeah, you know, we just missed a couple pitches, but, you know, we never count us out. I mean, if I've learned anything with this group, you know, we never say die. And I had ultimate confidence in us that we would be able to come out of it on top.
How about the job Bonnie's doing right now?
The kid's been here for 10 years. If he's been here for a month, you know, he's doing a great job. He's a fixture in our lineup right now, and every time he comes to the dish, you know, he excels. And I'm always excited to see him have ABs.
Jorge Bonifacio with the go-ahead home run, his fourth long ball in the last five games.
No, I just went to looking for fastball, and then he threw me, and I hit it out of the park. That's good for me and for the team.
Rex Hudler was talking with you and showing on our pregame show how quiet you are. How are you able to stay so calm and keep that swing so calm in a big situation?
I just confidence in my hands and trying to put a barrel on the ball.
All right, you get into the dugout. Team had not been getting any hits or runs all game long. Suddenly you have the lead. What was the energy like in the dugout when you came back?
No, we battle with confidence. We got this, and then as soon as they started doing pretty good, starting the Yankees start, and then we just try the battle, and then we get this.
How comfortable do you feel right now in the big leagues? You homer in Minnesota. This place definitely can lead to some home runs, but hitting streak going, how good do you feel?
No, I feel great. I feel great. That's good for me and the team. Team give me the confidence to play every day, and I just try to take advantage of it.
Up next, the series against the Yankees continues Wednesday. Jason Hammel up against Luis Severino.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.